You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The Dalal Street investors are not too impressed with LIC, the new key kid on the block. But even though the LIC stock began its secondary market journey at a discount, it's still better than many of the other large IPOs in India. Stay tuned for more on the mega debut of India's largest insurer. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, Twitter, raids on Karthi Chidambaram and the way forward on hybrid model of working and more. First up, here's how the market fared on May 17th. Both Sensex and Nifty closed over 2% higher with widespread buying across counters and a recovery in markets globally. Sensex closed 1,345 points higher at 54,318, whereas the broader Nifty closed 417 points up at 16,260. Hindalco Industries, Tata Steel, Coal India, JSW Steel and ONGC were among the top Nifty gainers. Apart from Life Insurance Corporation of India, that is LIC, some of the other stocks in focus today were Indian Oil, Bharti Airtel and ITC. So Bharti Airtel shares were trading in the green as investors remain optimistic about the telco's earnings for the January to March period, which were due to be announced later in the day. The Street expected the tariff hike in November 2021 to lead a strong top-line performance, while profits are predicted to more than double. Airtel stock gained over 2% in intraday trade after losing in the past 3 days, and it ended the session 1.7% higher. Meanwhile, the shares of Indian Oil Corporation gained as much as 3% as investors expect inventory gains due to higher crude oil prices to boost fourth quarter earnings. IOC's stock has been gaining for the last 2 days and ended 1.8% higher today as well. Shares of ITC too were on an upward trajectory, rising over 4% as investors expect a good set of fourth quarter earnings on the back of increased cigarette volume and revenue growth. And now, here's everything about LIC listing. So LIC made a lukewarm debut on stock exchanges a week after its IPO with a subscription of almost 3 times. The stock began its journey on NSE at 872 rupees a piece, which is a discount of 77 rupees or 8.1%. The shares finished the day at 873 rupees a piece on the NSE. The big market debut was in line with the sanguine mood seen in the grey market, which is the unofficial market for unlisted securities. Brokerage firm Macquarie, which has a neutral rating on LIC, sees a 5.4% upside in the stock from its issue price. Meanwhile, market expert Prakash Divan said that retail investors would love to have LIC shares in their portfolio from a longer term perspective, even at the issue price. He believes the LIC share weightage itself will probably start to see its way come into a lot of indices, and once that happens, there'll be a demand which will be far more than what we have seen in the IPO. Some other experts say that LIC didn't hit the ground running, but there is great value in the stock. Naveen Kulkarni, the CIO of Axis Securities, said that LIC's listing at a discount was expected given the wider market decline, but he recommends holding the stock because he doesn't think investors need to book losses in this stock as there is great value in it. Sanjeev Pujari of Consulting Actuary believes that with time, LIC could be where it wants. He says that if there is will and positive factors like policyholders' trust, the brand name and the financial muscle it has in the market, over a period of time, it could be 3 years, it could be 5 years, the change in business model under the new structure will take the margin where LIC would want it to be. Ajay Srivastav, the CEO of Dimensions Corporate Finance Services, however, is not very optimistic about PSU stocks and doesn't believe that they can survive in a competitive market. Now moving on to the latest on Twitter. Elon Musk today said that the Twitter deal will not go ahead without clarity on spam accounts. He would not go ahead unless he was assured that fewer than 5% of accounts on the platform were fake. Also, Musk had earlier suggested that he could seek a lower price for Twitter, saying that there could be at least 4 times more fake accounts than what the company has claimed. At a conference in Miami, Musk said, and I quote, "You can't pay the same price for something that is much worse than they claimed," unquote. Prior to this, on May 13th, Musk said that his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter was on hold pending information on spam accounts. He suspects that they make up about 20% of users compared to Twitter's official estimate of 5%. Next up, a look at domestic developments. In a late update from May 16th, sources have told CNBC TV18 that the government is in a quandary on petrol and diesel price hike and that a policy call is likely on the way forward. Government sources said there is no easy choice on petrol and diesel prices. Fuel prices will not rise to international levels, but oil marketing companies, that is OMCs, need to be viable. Meaning, fuel prices are set to rise further. Sources said that the center has to choose what is least disruptive for the consumers and the economy. Under recovery on diesel, broadly seen between 25 to 30 rupees per liter, while pass-through on diesel is more challenging. Moving on to an update from Delhi. The water supply in several areas of the capital was to be hit today. The Delhi Jal Board had said that the production capacity at Wazirabad, Chandrawal and Okhla water treatment plants has dipped further as the Yamuna has almost dried up. So the water supply from these plants has been reduced by up to 40%. A reduction of 40% means a shortage of 98 million gallons per day of water. The plants supply drinking water to Northeast Delhi, West Delhi, North Delhi, Central Delhi, South Delhi, including Delhi Cantonment and New Delhi Municipal Corporation areas. And Delhi requires 1,200 MGD of water, while the Delhi Jal Board supplies 950 MGD. Next up, the Central Bureau of Investigation, that is CBI, today conducted raids at the residence and offices of Congress leader Karthi Chidambaram, who is the son of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram. The raids were conducted at 9 locations in Chennai, Odisha, Karnataka and other states in connection with a new case of illegal gratification against Karthi Chidambaram. In the new case, which is an offshoot of an ongoing probe, the CBI has alleged that Karthi received 50 lakh rupees bribe to facilitate the visa of 250 Chinese officials during the UPA regime for Talwandi Sabo Power Project in July-August 2011, when P. Chidambaram was the Union Home Minister. Lastly, here's the latest on what's happening on the jobs front. A survey has revealed that over 300 organizations in the technology, manufacturing, BFSI, FMCG, retail, health and automobile sectors are willing to adopt a hybrid or virtual work model in a post-pandemic era. At least 76.7% of organizations are ready to give their employees the preference to choose their work model, according to a recent report by TeamGaze. The findings also show that 58% of the surveyed organizations think that 2022 is the year workspaces will become completely in office. Meaning, while the future remote workforce is expected to grow, many still want a place to connect with others in person. And co-working and community spaces are uniquely positioned to fill that void. So as per the report, 36% of respondents claimed that they had office space on lease before the pandemic but moved to co-working spaces afterwards, while an almost equal percent of organizations say they had office space on lease pre-pandemic but they moved to fully remote work settings without an operational office. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.